today I want to talk about intentions. I really don't, this might sound harsh, but I don't believe in weakness. And what I mean by saying that is I don't believe that we as humans, as emotional creatures, have a weak point in our lives. I don't take it as a weak point. I take it as a learning experience. You still have strength. You still have the ability to, you know, uplift or even change your atmosphere. I believe that the power of the tongue and the power of belief is amazing. And that the main priority we focus on is, you know, this is a low point, or this is a point where we don't want to be at, or we lost so much that we never fully look at the positive, which is how can we get out of this traumatic experience? How can we move forth? How can we prevail? And that's why I don't believe in weakness. I don't believe in feeling sorry for someone. I just don't. I don't feel sorry for someone. I guess I move forth towards how can they improve their lives, or how can I help them to improve their lives, or how, you know, how can they move forth? And that might sound really biased, like, Shelby, you know, you don't care. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm fully want people to understand is, as soon as you place in your mindset that this is a weak point, that this is a weakness you have, or you will never overcome this person, you sit there. You know what I'm saying? You sit there feeling like you have to put up with something because you're weak. And you wait for that superhero to come and save you from this point when, in all actuality, you had to save yourself. That's something that I want people to see. Like, let's say, you know, a person comes around and they're your weakness. You know they're not good for you. You know that they're detrimental to your health. You know that they mean no good, and you know that they're hurting you and breaking your heart, but you open up yourself to that person each time, and then you find that it's cute to say they're your weakness because you keep going back to that. Honey, I will tell you this. This is honestly the person you chose. You like that, the pain, the heartache, the trauma. You feed off that each time, so you want to stay there. So that person isn't a weakness. That person is your escape. You just don't want to call it that because you don't want to be looked upon as different. In my honest opinion, I've had someone that I felt was my weakness, and I feel like I couldn't get away from them, and they were just something addicting that I couldn't shake. And one of my friends was like, you know, because once you get to that point, you're complaining to others about how you want to break free. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. My really good friend was like, child, if you wanted to get away from that, you would have been left. You would have been packed your bags and left that person. But you know what? You choose to stay. So you choose to get what comes to you each time. You thrive off of that negativity for attention. You thrive off of that connection with that person, and they show a power over you that you don't even realize you have the switch to turn off. So you live in that. You live in that weakness, honey. And you know what? When they said it, I was like so hurt. I'm like, what are you saying? And I'm not asking for this. And da, 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 da. And they were like, you are. Because you continue to open that door to let that person walk right back on in instead of closing it and leaving it where it was. And you know, at that time I was like, that was just some hurtful things. But you know, the truth hurts. The truth hurts. And the most rewarding thing that you have to realize is that your weakness is something that you can stop, push away, or walk away from. You have the opportunity to do so much and take control of your life in so many ways that is always up to you. Life is a decision, a choice that you make, and you have to live with every day. So I don't really feel sorry for anyone. I feel as though, you know, like sometimes things happen to people that's not under their control. I'm talking about things that you can control. The vibes that you can allow in your circle, the opportunities that apply to you or that are presented to you that you can either accept or ignore. Those are the choices that we make. And so our intentions, as selfish as they may be, are our true intentions. That's what we have to accept. That is our strength, is that we fully have to acknowledge that we have true intentions for our lives, that we have control, that we have power. And in reference to grief or loss, or when you feel like life is beating you down over and over and over and over, and you feel like you can't get out of this hole, within that hole there will be a rope that will drop down at any given moment for you when you fully accept or acknowledge change or deliverance or just redemption for yourself. And that's your true intention. That's your lifesaver, is you acknowledging that you can get up once more, even when you've been knocked down so many times. And when that happens, a lot of people draw strength from their children, wanting their children to excel, or, you know, their past, their family. We all have something that pushes us. And like I said, I don't have any children. So when you're a single person, you don't have kids, you feel like my strength comes from everything that I've been through. I've reversed that into my culture, where I'm from, and what I stand for, and all of the positive things that have been told to me that I've been looked up at and I've never really noticed within myself. That is my strength. That is my lighthouse when I feel like the darkest moment. And those instances happen when I'm at my darkest moments. Like when I feel like I'm not reaching anybody, or I feel like I haven't accomplished what I needed to, or I lose something, or money wise or anything like that, there will be faith that will come knock on my door and show me a glimpse of all those things I've lost will be gained back in tenfolds. And all the things that have hurt me or broken me did not break me, only blinded me. And those are my intentions. Those intentions push my strength. Those things push me to not fall victim to a weakness that is only going to cage me. And I feel like a lot of times people forget that weakness. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no time frame to grief. There's no time frame for you to get on your feet. There isn't. There is a process for everything. And everybody goes and moves at their own time frame, their own process, their own way. I feel like if everybody was to do the same thing, then how are we individuals? If we can all, you know, snap back and be like, I'm over this, cool, one day, and move forth like nothing ever happened, then how are we human? You know what I'm saying? How are we any better than a robot itself if we cannot program ourselves to feel anything? So I don't want people to I want people to understand, when you heal, when the process of healing hits you, it's not, I'm gonna get over this in 2 days and I'll be good, or a month or two, or maybe a year from now I'll finally get over this. It takes time. It really does. I don't want everyone to think that this is a very cookie cutter process and it's so easy, you know, DIY thing situation. I want you to understand it's a process. It's a very detrimental thing for you to get over something. It is. But don't consider it as a weakness within you. Don't sit there and fall for a victimized weakness that instance happened to you. Push and pull into your existence that this is a strength. Mentally reversing your psychological into believing in yourself. I feel like a lot of times, me and my best friend talked about this. A lot of times people do things, you know, you'll have a support system. Yes. You'll have your family members there to help you. Yes. But they want you to change. So you're not necessarily doing it on your own strength. You're not necessarily doing it to heal yourself. You're doing it because everybody else says you should be done with this. Girl, you should be over this by now. So you're like, okay, then they're saying I should be over it. I'm going to hurry up and whip it into shape. Like, you're not doing it for yourself. So are you healing for you to better yourself and build your strength and intentions? Or are you intending for it only to help others so that you can mask everything? A lot of people mask things. I notice that a lot in society, we mask things. Like, you were just, first thing that comes onto someone's, you should be over this by now. No, not necessarily. But what you should do is do it for yourself. Do it for your children. But do it for the correct reasons, not because it's supposed to be set on a time frame. Yes, but then you should draw strength from this. As soon as you look at it as a weak point in your life, that's the only thing you're going to think about is that this is a weakness. I need to get over it, blah, blah, blah. You're not going to take the importance or the severity of the situation because it's weakness. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not really going to care. I noticed one of my good friends who committed suicide, and I was masking because everyone told me, you know, y'all weren't that close, or, you know, da 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 da, you didn't know him so long and whatever, whatever. And I remember being in the club that me and him used to go to all the time, and I literally heard a song that me and him used to dance to, and I broke down and I started to cry and ball up in the club. Okay, everybody drunk, happy, and I'm bawling, crying. And my friend is hugging me like, what the heck is going on with you? And I was like, it's, you know, it was a weakness. I looked at it as like, you know, this is my weakness. Like, you know, I need to get over this, whatever I'm masking. But I never was facing his death. I never was put into a place of healing to realize what had happened to me. It was a trauma. So I was digging myself into a deeper hole and not seeing the intentions of me fully recovering, that rope that was being thrown down, I wasn't seeing it. And now to this day, the strength that I have was his existence. You know what I'm saying? Like, when we experience a traumatic instance, when it comes to a death in the family or whatever, we look at the negatives that they're no longer here, but we never look at the positives that we hold a legacy for them. That though they're not here, we are still here to push forth for them, to make sure everything that they have instilled in us or communicated with us, or just their legacy in general, is pushing through us. And we never see that. We don't fully see that positive light. And it's hard because it's a traumatic experience. But then I want you to see that that is a weakness that we have intended to hinder us and staying in that dark place, instead of you lifting your head up and converting that to a better change for you to heal yourself. And like I said, it's not easy. It's not. Wanting to get help, wanting to go through therapy, wanting to talk about it, wanting to face it, that's a very, very hard thing to do. And that comes from strength. Where does your strength come from? That's a question that everybody needs to ask themselves. Where does your strength come from? I know where mine comes from. Mine comes from proving society wrong, that as an African-American woman, I can excel. I can have the knowledge to be more than what is out there. I can push through. I can be different. To prove to myself that I can make it. The air that I breathe, that it's significant because I'm still breathing. I'm still waking up every day. That's my strength. Is that I still get a chance every day to do it all over again. To mess up all over again. To fall all over again. To love. To teach. To cook. To clean. To do everything all over again. Like, every day is new. Every day is intended to be new. Whether if you messed up yesterday, you have a new day to either fix your mess up or either move forward from your mess up and learn from it. Like, every day is new. That's where strength comes from. new. Everything is new. You still have a chance. You still have an ability to be on this earth and push forth. And once you realize that strength, then you can push forward and move through anything. You can move mountains. You won't let anything deter you from furthering your life. But you got to realize everybody's intentions aren't good for you. Everybody doesn't want to see you excel, and everybody doesn't want to see you thrive. But that's a weakness within them, honestly. For the haters that you have, that's a weakness within themselves for their intentions. You cannot control anyone's intentions for you. You can only control your own intentions for your livelihood and yourself. That's a strength. Your legacy is a strength. Your talent is a strength. Your creativity is strength. Everything you touch and do is strength. You just have to look at it. You have to open your eyes to it. You have to acknowledge it when it's in front of you. So where you cannot be a victim anymore. You cannot show weakness anymore. And I'm not saying you can't be vulnerable. I'm not saying you can't show emotions and feelings. That is completely false. Feel all those things. Do all those things. But don't look at it as a weakness. You know how many I'm gonna be honest with you. It took a lot for me to cry in front of people. Like, I was very private. But I felt as though crying or showing weakness or hurt was a vulnerability that was not a part of strength. Like, it wasn't accepted. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that didn't change my situation. That didn't help anything. I just felt like it was tedious. But as the years go by and I'm holding back so many things that happened to me, holding so many tears back and pushing them back and back and back, I'm carrying planks, bricks, stones on my shoulders weighing me down because I'm holding all this in. And that is a weakness. To not express myself, to not show that I am beyond this or that I will push through or that I can be vulnerable. You know how hard it is for me as a woman to say I can be vulnerable, or for me to be in love with somebody who is willing to be vulnerable for me. That is not a weakness. That is a strength, because together we both acknowledge the fact that we can bow to each other. That we can commend each other, that we can hurt and that we can feel and that we can live. It's a human nature to feel. It's not a weakness. It's not. It's a response to living life daily, day to day as yourself. It's acknowledging who you are. It's embracing who you are. It's a healing process that we accept. I can't be with someone who won't acknowledge all these negative things into positive, or I can't be around someone who doesn't know that there are no weak moments or points in your life. These are all strength aspects that are placed to push you to excel. Those are your true intentions. Follow them.